This is episode 2506 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Margot Robbie has hit the jackpot.
Ding.
That bitch has everything. Sources say the star and producer of the Barbie movie stands to gain $50 million
from
the success of the film, which is still topping the American box office four weeks after its premiere.
It's crazy. I'm like thinking maybe it's been like a month. I'm forgetting parts of it. I should go back and see it again. I'm really thinking that. It's one of those
You're
things.
Not gonna
it's
wait
like, for yeah, I know. It's like, but is.
Is this
how long is it going to be before it's going to be on? I don't know what studio is this. Max. It'll be on Max.
Now you remember, because I know you remember, because I know that you participated with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh yeah,
and people would when it would show people would go in there to see it over and over.
But that was
and
after
they were dressing character. And
I know,
blah,
but
blah,
that
blah,
was
blah.
After its initial run. I mean, years after it was a flop at the box office, but it became this cult. This cult, fantasy classic thing that everybody did for 25, 30 years.
Yeah. Regardless of whether, if it was.
You think that Barbie's going to be that way? You're going to have Barbies.
I'm thinking that it's already that way.
At the midnight showings in Santa Monica? Yeah, okay.
I'm thinking that it's already that way and it's not the midnight showing.
Shh. I didn't want anybody to know I was going as Alan.
Because you know people are seeing it multiple times.
I went out and I got an Alan costume. Anyway.
Because people are saying they see multiple. Anyway.
$50 million is a lot of money.
It doesn't hurt that 22% of Barbie's audience hadn't been to the movies in years.
See, I think that's a lot of it's like Top Gun last year. A lot of people went back to the movies that don't go to a movie theater, because they had to see the movie.
Now, according to a survey, 11% of Barbie's audience hadn't been to a movie theater since the pandemic. Another 11% couldn't recall the last movie they saw in a theater.
Wow.
So Barbie got audiences to return.
What does that say about movies? Not much.
No, there's been good ones.
No, but I'm saying if they couldn't remember last time they went to the theater, it's like, well, they weren't very impressed
with
something.
Well, no, because they're waiting, especially with the pandemic, they wait for it to come out,
Well, yeah, there was a lot of people who didn't go to the movie theaters even after they opened back up because, hello, you're spending a couple hours in a dark room with a bunch of people that you don't know if they're infected or not.
That's true.
Yeah. So.
All right, so Barbie, so now Barbie got audiences to return to the theaters by making the movie feel like an event.
Yeah, absolutely.
So everywhere you looked, it was Barbie Mania since spring from Pink Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Barbenheimer Discourse.
Oh, yeah.
Barbie is a movie that needs to be seen in theaters instead of just waiting for it to become available and being streaming. When that's the popular opinion.
I think that's a popular opinion, yeah.
For me, Indiana
Jones. It was an event, though. It was an event, and there was a FOMO.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Those Star Wars.
Yeah.
Those are movies, in my mind, that need to be seen in the theater.
Barbie was a FOMO thing. I think that was a big thing. I think people felt
Barbie
that if they didn't
FOMO.
Go, they would. And you did miss out because it's a great movie. So anyway, see Barbie.
You need to see.
Put more money
message.
In Margot Robbie's hands because I lose sleep at night that she doesn't have an ounce of food on her table to eat.
If you've seen Tracy Morgan lately, you've probably noticed a significant weight loss.
I haven't seen him lately because I don't hang with him.
His shameless secret?
His shameless secret.
Yeah, Ozempic. He gets it injected into his stomach.
He does.
So he says, I went and got an Ozempic prescription.
Yeah.
And I ain't letting it go.
Not letting it go.
It every Thursday. It cuts my appetite in half. Now I only eat half a bag of Doritos.
Which I guess is a start, Tracy. Half a bag of Doritos is a start. I feel you, man, because it's me. Well, this week, I went to the store. And I'm like a sucker for jalapeno kettle chips. And they were on sale, party size, for like $5, right?
Okay.
Party size for $5 chips. Now, that's a deal because chips are stupid expensive. So I got some and I put them on the coffee table and watched, more Below Deck and stuff over the weekend. And I ate a half a bag of family-sized chips. And I thought to myself, oh, no, self, that's not good. Not good. You don't want to eat that many chips. So
don't want to eat that many jalapeno chips.
No, well, that I don't even want to go into, but I can see where he's like, you know what? He only eats half a bag. That's probably not a bad idea. This is like the drug of the stars, isn't it?
It is. Olympic? Yeah.
What's the deal?
But it's not, I mean, it doesn't make you lose weight that fast. I mean, you got to kind of work at it.
Well, I wonder, because I guess you can get this in different doses.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the celebrities are getting the higher doses. Where it
wouldn't
work
surprise
a bit
me.
Better. But if look, if I've always maintained, if you eat half of what you normally eat, you're gonna lose weight.
Yeah,
you're gonna lose weight. And if you're like Margot Robbie and you eat 200 calories a day, that 100 calories is probably gonna fill you up on Ozempic. I'm just gonna say right now.
But it does help curb your appetite.
I'm not gonna say bad things about Margot Robbie, but well, yeah, I mean they've proved this. Are there side effects? That's my concern.
There's side effects to everything.
Right. So, Tracy Morgan, everything. Are you going to grow an extra arm, you know, because you're taking this?
Some people have... there's a small group of people who've got paralysis of stomach.
You know, didn't Amy Schumer say something about that? She tried it and she couldn't even throw a ball, she said.
Oh.
To her son. She couldn't throw a ball to her son. So I don't know what that side effect is.
I mean, every medication is going to affect different people differently. La, 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 la.
La, 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 la. People are losing weight on it, and it is now the... Look, it could be worse. It could be fentanyl. Ask your doctor if fentanyl is right for you.
No,
I'm kidding. Anyway, well, good for Tracy Morgan. You know, Tracy Morgan... I had forgotten that he actually had been on SNL. There's an SNL channel
on that?
Peacock. In between episodes of Below Deck, I was watching old SNLs.
Palate Cleanser?
Oh, Palate Cleanser. And I mean, they put the best of all back skits back to back, not whole episodes. Which is good
cool.
Because you got everything.
You got all the good
way
stuff.
Back,
yeah.
Right? Man, that was, yes, Palate Cleanser. And now back to Below Deck.
And then
Deck,
back to Below
down
Deck.
Down Under. Okay, with our apologies to Jack McBrayer, because where's he been? You know,
where has
the 30
been?
Rock thing. I mean, shoot, he had a bright future. And, of course, Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Till then, have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.